say, when you look at the number of break-ins that we've had over the last 10 days or so, this needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency. This whole catchment area here over the last 10 days or so, you know, has been affected very, very badly. People are feeling very vulnerable. Families, when you're living in a rural area, it can be very difficult. And of course, the people that carry out these burglaries certainly know that. I'm hoping now, and I wish them very well, the new superintendent that we're getting in his own, just maybe ask them to look at this and see what can be done.
In terms of Garda numbers, there's an ongoing debate, obviously, Martin, about Garda numbers in places. And your concern maybe is that there needs to be an increase in Garda numbers in Ishon, particularly around the north Ishon area. And the new super, you want to take a look at that?
I think our superintendent, maybe not telling him his job or nothing, but maybe he needs to be looked at and see what can be done in relation to this. Because Ishon is basically larger than the size of County Louth. It's got a population of over 40,000 people. And what I'm getting from people in the streets and businesses in my own area here is that what people would like to see, they would like to see more Gardaí on the beat within the towns and possibly more Gardaí circulating the areas, even 24-7 at this stage until this can be resolved, because I know we don't have the volume of Gardaí that we need, and we certainly need to be increased and increased quite significantly, you know. And I think this really needs to be addressed, but I'm sure the new superintendent will know that himself. But as I say, I would like to see, and I've been asked to say this by the people that I represent in this area, that they would like to see more Gardaí on the beat, and they would like within our towns, and they would also like to see more Gardaí cars circulate in the area 24/7 or as close as possible to try and alleviate this very, very serious problem we have here at the moment, because there's a lot of people very, very vulnerable out there at the moment, as I've already alluded to, families and people living alone. And they shouldn't be having to feel like this coming up on the jaws of Christmas. People shouldn't have to be feeling this way.